Hello, everyone. Tonight is Monday, October the 12th, and the subject is Desiring the Abundant Life. The reading is in Numbers 14:13, Hebrews 11:15, John 10:10, and Jeremiah 29:11. After the Israelites experienced a great amount of suffering in Egypt, God appointed Moses to liberate them from bondage and slavery. Israel was then liberated and was heading for a better life in the land of Canaan that God had promised them as their inheritance. It was to be a better life of abundance. They looked forward for the land of milk and honey, where they will be abundantly satisfied. God intended Israel to be an example of spirituality to the whole world. This was to be their true destiny. Unfortunately, much of Israel's history was rebellion and disobedience. At some point when they encountered a difficulty, they contemplated going back to Egypt. In Numbers 14:3, they asked Moses, "Were it not better for us to return to Egypt?" How foolish and how insane for them to choose going back to slavery and a life of bondage over a better life of abundance. Their desire was inappropriate and showed their true colors. There are many verses in the Bible that emphasize the essence of the word better. The book of Hebrews explains how Jesus is better. He's better than the prophets. Jesus is better than angels. Jesus is better than Moses. Jesus is better than the high priest. Jesus is better than any covenant. Jesus is better than the sanctuary and the sacrifice. Everything in the Bible shows how Jesus is better than anything in life. In the book of Hebrews, salvation is called the rest of God, Hebrews 4:1. And in Hebrews 9:15, it says he is the eternal inheritance, which is the most holy place. This is where God promised the better life for Israel. It shows in Hebrews 13:8 that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever, and that God is the only mediator between man and God. Only Jesus is the true author of our salvation. This is why we need to desire the better life with Christ and a better life for Christ. Asaph in Psalm 73 proclaimed, "Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides thee." In John 10:10, we must cling to this promise Christ gave when he said, "I have come to give you life and life abundant," which means a better life. It says in Hebrews 11:16, "But now they desire a better life, a better country." Do we desire a better knowledge and wisdom of the Word? Do we desire a better life in Christ? Do we desire a better prayer life? Do we desire a better relationship with Christ? Do we desire a better sanctified life? Holy desires are divinely planted. The Holy Spirit will reshape our desires to match God's. If our hearts are not changed and we do not desire a better walk with the Lord, then following God's commandments becomes unpleasant and difficult, and rebellion sets in. Someone said, "People seldom become better when they have no other model but themselves to copy after." I want to give an example of those who received a better life. The demoniac who was healed became a missionary for Christ. The woman with the seven demons became the first evangelist. Peter, who denied Christ, was given the power to save 3,000 people in one sermon. Jacob was crooked, crafty, and deceptive, living for himself, desired the better life, and became, as God called him, Israel. Abraham, founder of Israel, and he was called the friend of God, was once a worshiper of idols. Joseph, the prime minister of Egypt, had a prison record. Moses was a murderer. Jephthah ran around with wicked people, but yet he had a better life as a judge. Rahab was a harlot in Jericho and received a better life by becoming the ancestor of Jesus Christ. Eli and Samuel were both poor fathers, but proved to be strong men for God. Jonah was a runaway missionary, later was given a better life. Paul was a vicious murderer who persecuted Christ's disciples, became the greatest evangel ever. David was an adulterer and a murderer, became a king over Israel. And Aaron, who was weak and a compromiser, became the chosen high priest. How magnificent is grace! How precious and broad is God's love! How refreshing is the Lord and his forgiveness with an everlasting mercy! When the Lord said in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." He meant it. And this following article says it all. Longfellow could take a worthless sheet of paper, write a poem on it, and make it worth $6,000. That's genius. Rockefeller could sign his name to a piece of paper and make it worth $1,000,000. That's capital. Uncle Sam can take gold, stamp an eagle on it, and make it worth $50. That's money. A mechanic can take material that is worth $5 and make it worth $50. That's skill. An artist can take a 50-cent piece of canvas, paint a picture on it, and make it worth $1,000. That's art. God can take a worthless, sinful life, wash it in the blood of Christ, put His Spirit on it, and make it a blessing to humanity. That is salvation. We pray that each one of us has become a blessing to humanity as we all desire a better life with Christ. Amen.